From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hawaii Governor David Ige says the false missile alert that panicked islanders on Saturday was caused by human error.
I know firsthand that what happened today was totally unacceptable, and many in our community was deeply affected by this, and I'm sorry for that pain and confusion that anyone might have experienced.
The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters one person was responsible for the erroneous message. Hawaiians described panic when they got the emergency alert Saturday on television, radio, email, and by mobile devices. Donna McGarity lives on the island of Oahu. She spoke with VOA.
You're still a little bit, you know, a little kind of freaked out. Like, how that, you get that feeling in your stomach when you're scared. But now it just made me think, you know, I wanted to talk to my kids and tell them I love them. That's it.
Just a few weeks ago, Hawaii reinstated the Cold War era alarm sirens amid growing concerns of nuclear aggression by North Korea. South Korea has suggested the formation of a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month in South Korea, potential landmark development in relations between the bitter rivals. Proposal was made last week when delegations from both countries held talks at the border village of Panmunjom. Neighboring countries expect to have further discussions on Monday after agreeing to hold working-level discussions in Panmunjom. This is VOA News. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poor families by about $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest. Those protests over austerity measures. Several hundred protesters took to the streets where some 2011 uprising began. Protesters in cities and towns across the country waving yellow cards, warning signs to the government, brandished loaves of bread, a symbol of the day-to-day struggle they face. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. Iran says it will retaliate for new sanctions imposed by President Trump the day after he signed the nuclear sanctions waiver for what he said was the last time. We get more now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The U.S. president also reluctantly signed the waiver on nuclear sanctions for what he said was the last time on Friday, giving Washington and its European allies a last chance to fix what he called disastrous flaws in the pact reached under Barack Obama. The new sanctions target 14 Iranian entities and people, including Ayatollah Sadegh Larijani, a close ally of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. They crossed all red lines, Iran's foreign ministry said, and violate international law. But it didn't clarify how Tehran might hit back. Trump chafed at having to sign the deal again and wants it strengthened with a separate agreement within 120 days to keep Washington in. His conditions include immediate inspections at all sites requested by international experts and making any Iranian missile testing subject to severe sanctions. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. Trump's ultimatum puts pressure on European backers of the nuclear deal to satisfy Trump if they want it to hold. One diplomat telling Reuters it would be complicated to save it after this.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Reactions to President Trump's use of a vulgar slur to explain his opposition to Salvadoran, Haitian, and African migration to the U.S. are continuing. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin was in the White House meeting when the comments reportedly happened.
I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday. You've seen the comments in the press. I have not read one of them that's inaccurate. To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
And as Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, he was speaking on Friday, the day after the comments supposedly happened. Mr. Trump said on Twitter his language in that White House meeting was tough, he understands that, but denied using any vulgarity. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.